Community colleges got some more good news this week. Dr. Jill Biden and the vice president announced new funding for tuition-free community colleges across the country. Here's Veep Joe's part of the announcement.
It takes a lot of courage to decide, especially when you may not have had a great experience in high school, or you did and you didn't have the money to go on, to come back and say, I'm going to try it. I'm going to go ahead and jump in after not having opened a book in 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 years.
The Department of Labor told us that new funds are aimed at encouraging and expanding collaborations between community colleges and businesses to make certain degree programs tuition-free. Martha Cantor is a former U.S. Undersecretary of Education under President Obama and former president of De Anza College, a community college in Cupertino, California. Martha Cantor, welcome to The Takeaway.
It's great to be here.
Would you say that the institutions that are represented here are a continuation of the ethos of the public school system, or does the education take a turn when you enter these institutions?
What's critically important is that in America's two-year colleges, the quality of education should be comparable to any quality four-year university in the first 2 years. And the other part that community colleges play so instrumentally in across the country is in workforce training. Workforce training should meet that same level of education as you'd find in any four-year university.
Do the community colleges have confidence that the federal government will stay with this level of support, or do they need to seek their own endowments through industry partnerships and that sort of thing? In other words, is this a warning from the federal government or a promise from the federal government?
Well, I can't really comment on what's going to happen with the federal government. What the president has done is said, we need to do more. High school is not enough. We need to create the expectation across the country that a college degree or a certificate for vocational training beyond high school is critical. So it's a real push from the government to say we need to do more as a country. Local communities have gone, you know, with the recession and everything else, higher education has lost on average about 20% of its revenues because states have lessened their commitment. So part of it is to build back the understanding that we need a more educated society, we need to have workforce training, we need to have a pipeline through universities, from the community colleges. We need to do it all, and we need to have the funding stabilized and sustainable to accomplish that.
If you were a leader of a community college, as you were for 10 years today, looking at this decision and other decisions that have come from the White House, would you say, oh, great, the federal government's going to help us out. We're in great shape. Or would this suggest we've got our time and we need to really seek additional funding because we don't know if that federal funding will be with us in 20 years?
I think most community college presidents like I was or chancellors of big systems will say we have to do everything we can. We don't know what the future is going to be. We do know that students are going to change jobs 10 to 20 to 30 times in their lifetime. So we better get the revenue stream stabilized. And in fact, we're going to be hosting, we have a College Promise campaign. We're going to be hosting a big conference in the summer with ETS on financial sustainability
models.
Educational
testing service.
Yes,
right.
for financial sustainability models for college opportunity. And that's what this is about, that, you know, community colleges don't have the kind of endowments that Harvard University or Princeton have. They educate the bulk of low-income students in this country. We have huge achievement gaps, lots of needs in education and higher education specifically. And we need to be smart in this country to create sustainable methods of supporting students to go beyond high school.
Martha Cantor is a visiting professor of higher education at New York University. This interview is part of the Community College Challenge, an original award-winning series on The Takeaway, offering a unique look at the community college system across the United States in the 2015-2016 academic year. You can find all the segments at thetakeaway.org/community college. Martha Cantor, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.